Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story. As usual, it's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. And welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3497. And today's date is November 11th, 2024. And the title of the episode is Deep State Just Made Their First Move, Trump Creating Elite Force for DC. Checkmate. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now panicking because everything that Trump has been saying about tariffs, removing the taxes, removing regulation, exposing the central bank. Well, now it's becoming a reality. Why? Because he was elected president. And now you could see the central bank system. They are panicking. I do believe from this point on, the central bank is going to tell you why everything that Trump is trying to do will not work. He'll make the economy worse. Inflation will go up and it will be a complete and utter disaster. And once again, this is what they're going to try to use against Trump. And it's not going to work because what people are going to see and what people are going to experience is something completely different. And remember, the central bank, they never wanted anyone to see any of this. They've been trying to keep this hidden from the people since they came into existence. And they don't want people to realize that they've been living in an illusionary economy, that we never had to have a private central bank where we borrowed the money from this private corporation with interest attached. We never had to have this type of economic system where you had to work harder and harder every single day. They never wanted the people of this country and the people of the world to understand this, because they are the ones who've trapped us in all of this. And they want to really bring us to their next iteration of their system, which is 10 times or maybe even 100 times worse than we have today, because that would be complete and utter control over everything. And this is what they're trying to do. It's failing right now. And now with Trump winning the presidency, they're in a tight spot, because once again, once the people see it, they're screwed, plain and simple. Because once the people understand that we don't need the central bank, that we should have never had the economy the way it was, inflation didn't have to exist the way we know it. And once people understand and they see this, they're never going to want to go back to what they had before. And the central bank knows how long it takes to brainwash and convince the people into doing what they want. And they know once the people wake up, they just can't snap their fingers and have the people go back to the way it was, because they know the people are never going to want to go back to that. Because once people experience no taxes, people experience a life which is plentiful, and once people experience currency that has an incredible buying power, and they see the infrastructure of the country improving every single day, do you think they can convince the people to go back the way it was, or convince people that there's something better? No, it's going to be very, very difficult. It's almost like when Trump came into the White House in 2016 and showed people, look, I can bring the fuel prices down to $1.90. And no matter what Biden did, no matter what Kamala did, no matter what the fake news did, trying to convince people that it's better with Biden, no one believed it, because everyone says, well, I remember when the gas price was $1.90. I remember when it was $2.10. Now I'm paying $3, $4, $5. So you could tell me whatever you want to tell me, I'm never going to believe it. And I do believe, not just here in this country, but around the world, the people, they're going to see it, they're going to believe it. I mean, just look at Germany, for example. Germany has been pushing the Green New Scam. Germany has been pushing the Great Reset. And what have they been doing? They've been destroying their entire economic system. The country is moving towards a depression. And the people see it, but the people feel it every single day. They understand it. And when you look at the German economy, it is suffering from the worst lack of orders since the global financial crisis of 2009. So they're not getting orders. Factories are laying off. They're closing factories. Electricity is skyrocketing. The windmill technology, the solar panel technology, it's not working out for them. Them closing the nuclear plants, coal plants, that is not working out for them. So everything the deep state, the central banks have actually pushed in this country is actually destroying the country. Just like California, Governor Newsom is trying to protect everything that they did. He's trying to protect high unemployment. He's trying to protect high fuel costs. He's trying to protect companies from leaving the state. He's trying to protect everything that he did. But when people look at it, when people see it, they're like, you destroyed California. Right now, it's terrible. People are leaving. Companies are leaving. Oil companies are saying, you know something, we're out of here. So people now, they see it, they understand it, and it's not working the way the central bank, the deep state players thought it was going to work. They thought they were going to be able to do this and then cover it all up, and people wouldn't even know what was really happening. But Trump, he pulled all of this back so people could see it, and people could see it for 4 years. And people have been experiencing it for 4 years. The people out in Germany have been experiencing it for 4 years. And I do believe at this point in time, the central bank, they started the ball rolling as soon as Biden came into office. They started everything in motion, and now the economic system is about to collapse. And you could see how they timed all of this. They timed it so it would come down in Trump's administration, because they are going to try to make it so hard for Trump, because, again, they're punishing him, punishing the people for winning. But I think Trump knows this is their plan. This is what they're trying to do, because all you have to do is look back in time. They tried to do the same thing actually multiple times when he was in the White House. So he knows that they're planning on bringing the entire system down. Now, I do believe this is the point in time where he's going to use it against them. And you can see the elite, those people that have insider information, they know exactly what's going to happen. I mean, look at Zuckerberg, look at Bezos, look at Warren Buffett. They're all in cash now. They've been dumping their stocks. Why would they do this? The market's at an all-time high. Why would they all of a sudden say, you know something? Let's leave the market at this point. Wouldn't you stay in because the market's doing so great, it's going to go higher and higher and higher? Or do they know something else is coming? I do believe they know something else is coming. Warren Buffett right now, his cash pile is truly historic. The Kobisi letter on X put this out and said, Berkshire Hathaway's BRK cash position relative to total assets jumped to 28% in the third quarter of 2024, the most in at least 34 years. This means that the Buffett's cash share has doubled in just a year. The company is piling into cash at a faster pace than in the mid-2000s. Back then, this percentage reached 24.5% in the second quarter of 2005 and remained elevated until 2008. Berkshire Hathaway also decided to halt stock buybacks for the first time since 2018. Does Warren Buffett believe the market is too expensive? I think they know what's going to happen. I think they understand that this entire system is going to completely and utterly fall apart. And I do believe they're preparing for this. And I think Trump and the Patriots, they know this. I think at this point in time, as soon as the elections are over, the market normally jumps up pretty darn high. I mean, this time it's historic. I mean, the market just skyrocketed. But again, as we move into the next year, that's when things start to fall apart. And I do believe this is now happening because the institutional investors are trying to sell off to the retail investors. And basically, when everything starts to fall apart, you know the institutional investors will come back and buy everything up at a very, very cheap price. And if you look back to Warren Buffett, what did he do back around 2008? He stayed in cash until the market came down. And then what did he do? He purchased a lot of stock. That's very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, and this is in regards to foreign holdings of U.S. Treasury, because they have jumped to $2.6 trillion over the last decade. Kobisi letter on X put this out and said, Europe's treasury holdings have risen by $1.5 trillion, with the rest of the world acquiring $1.7 trillion of bonds. On the other hand, China and Japan's holding have shrunk by approximately $500 and $100 billion. Overall, total foreign holdings as a share of outstanding federal debt have dropped from 35 to 24%, near the lowest level in 18 years. This is the consequence of rapidly rising public debt, with the supply of treasuries rising approximately $15 trillion over the last decade. Foreign demand for treasuries cannot keep up with skyrocketing U.S. debt. And it really can't, because we're at the end of the system. The system can't go on like this. It will never improve unless we pay off the debt, unless we go back to sound money, and we remove the private West central bank system. At that point, yes, the economy can start to grow. How will it grow? Well, once Trump starts to place tariffs on all different countries, he will use that as a tool to bring manufacturers back to this country. He will also use it as a tool to bring currency into this country, and it will pay off quite a bit. It will actually be used to subsidize the income tax, because, again, the income tax, the overtime tax, Social Security tax, and everything else, we're going to see that probably disappear, and tariffs will then replace that. We'll also sell the oil across to other countries, natural gas to other countries, and that will also bring in currency. And I do believe in the end, once we get rid of the private central bank system where we're not borrowing the currency with interest attached, that will be the major, major game changer. But again, you just can't take everything and just reverse it very, very quickly, because again, you know the central bank is going to fight back. You know they're going to push back as hard as they possibly can. But you can see every step of the way, Trump is letting the Americans know he's going to make it easier for everyone every step of the way, and you're going to see improvements. For example, he let everyone know that he's going to cap the interest rate on credit cards, Visa, MasterCard. Right now it's 25% plus, some places it's even more. And J.D. Vance is on board. D.C. Drano put this out, and this is Trump letting everyone know what he's about to do. Take a listen.
And while working Americans catch up, we're going to put a temporary cap on credit card interest rates at 10%. We have no choice. They're getting 22, 25%. We can't let people have to pay 25% and 22% interest because they can't afford to pay off their credit card. We're going to cap it for a period of time at 10%. We will terminate the Green New Scam and spend the trillions and trillions of dollars of unspent dollars on roads, bridges, real infrastructure, and paying down debt, not fake infrastructure that has caused massive inflation, along with the energy. That bill was just a disaster. Just trillions of dollars. That's what caused all of the inflation.
So that is going to help people immensely because, again, people have been living off of credit cards because this is the way the central bank system is designed. It's designed to break down over time. And what do they have to do? They have to basically make sure that people don't realize that the system's breaking down. So how do they do this? Well, they move the manufacturers out of this country because if they kept them here, all the products would be way too expensive to purchase. They need to introduce credit and put people on credit. They need people to take one, two, three jobs so this way they can make ends meet. And this is what they continued to do down the line. They had to put people on payment plans. Oh, you could put you on a payment plan for a car. We can start out with financing. Then we can move to leasing. Then we can extend the months. Same thing with products. You go into the phone stores to sell your phone stores. Hey, look, everything says you could buy it now or you could pay it off in 3, 4, 5 months. This is what they do to convince you that nothing has changed. If you remove all the different gimmicks that they put into place, you would notice the difference right away. And this is something they didn't want you to know. And I do believe in the end, you're going to see that this new economy, we won't need all these tricks, these gimmicks, because once we're using sound money, once we bring the manufacturers back to this country, you're going to see a completely different economy. Now, the central bank does not want this to happen, and they're going to fight back with everything that they have. And you can see Fed's cash carry. He is now panicking over what Trump is proposing. Wall Street Silver put this out and said, Fed's cash carry says Trump's tariffs could reheat inflation if they provoke global trade tit for tat. The Fed clowns don't understand that for Trump's tariffs are a tool for negotiations. These imbeciles are limited in their thinking, and they are, because again, you have to remember what they're actually saying is, listen, this tariff thing is not going to work because we have a central bank. They're borrowing the currency. You need the income tax. The tariffs is not going to make up the difference. We have to pay for this government. And basically what they're doing is they're going around the main issue that Trump in the end is going to restructure their entire system. And we're going to get rid of the private central bank system and we won't borrow the currency anymore. So yes, will tariffs work? Absolutely. Will we shut down a lot of the government? Absolutely. Will we see something completely different? Will everything be operational? Will there be tit for tat? No, there won't be. Because once again, they use this to convince you that what Trump is trying to do or anyone else, what they're trying to do will not work. You have to keep it this way. But again, we need to go to the source. We need to go to the problem and what is causing all of this. Yes, we can put Band-Aid fixes all over the place, or you could take medication to mask the symptoms, which we've been doing. Oh, let's raise the minimum wage. Oh, let's raise the debt ceiling. Oh, let's give everyone a raise in Congress. Oh, the corporations will give you a 2% raise to keep up with the cost of living. Then we'll raise our prices to make everyone, you know, purchase our products for more money to make up the difference. Those are all different types of Band-Aid fixes or medication to mask what the true problem is. Why are we doing all of this? We're doing all of this because their system does not work. It never has. They try to convince you that everything is great, but their system doesn't work. Oh, we need to manipulate the inflation numbers so they don't understand that inflation is cumulative. We have to manipulate GDP unemployment so they don't realize that the entire system isn't working and it's breaking down. We need to move the manufacturers out of this country. We need to introduce credit. We need to do all these things because why? We need to mask what the real problem is, and they'll be happy with it because we'll make this incredible explanation of why we're doing it. Oh, we're introducing credit because why? It's incredible. You have increased purchasing power now. Yeah, you'll pay that stuff off later. Don't worry about that. You'll pay it off later. It's not a big deal. But now people are starting to understand it. Now people are starting to realize, and you can see the central bank system, they're panicking over what Trump is trying to do here. And I do believe he's going to succeed. And in the end, Powell, he won't have to step down, because what's going to happen is once we have control of Congress and the Senate, the entire Federal Reserve system will just be restructured into the Treasury Department, and the Federal Reserve, the way we know it today, will no longer be a private corporation because it will be introduced into the Treasury Department and the people will regain control of the creation of currency. We will no longer borrow the currency because we'll be using sound money. And the money that we now issue will be the money that we have on hand. It won't be with credit, because really that's what it is with the private central bank system. It's credit. Hey, can I have another trillion? Yeah, I'll pay that back later. This time around, it's going to be very, very different. And this is what they're so afraid of, because they don't want people to see this. Once people see it, it's game over for them. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story. As usual, it's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now, because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today, and let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options, and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, it seems they're making moves now for something. And we can see that there's a FEMA exercise that's going to happen out in Michigan in multiple counties, and it consists of many, many different semis that they're bringing in. Now, they haven't released why they're going to have this exercise, but once again, we've seen this before. It's very, very suspicious. Doesn't mean that something's going to happen, but again, when something like this occurs during this period of time, as we approach the certification, we've seen this before. I mean, if you go back to 9/11, FEMA was having an exercise right before 9/11. Before the elections, they were going to have a cyber exercise in Atlanta, but we called them out on it. It was all over social media, and all of a sudden they rescheduled. Now they're going to have an exercise, and they're taking over, I think maybe an air base or something, and it's for, I think, something like six counties in Michigan. So it's very, very suspicious in what they're doing. The other thing that's very interesting is that Kamala Harris and team, they're having financial difficulties. I wonder if the money was laundered off and passed through certain individuals and they gave it to other people to make it look like they paid all these people to support them. But they're having financial difficulties, as it's being reported right now. And they're asking for donations for recounts in different areas. Newsweek put out an article saying we don't know exactly with, you know, what recounts they are looking at and what they're trying to do here. But again, it seems that the deep state now might be making their first move. Now, remember, Kamala Harris already conceded. They already said, yeah, yeah, Trump is the winner, and that's that. So it's very interesting that they're now raising money for certain recounts and different races across the country. Because remember, we still have different states where they're continually counting the ballots, which is very, very interesting. And the other thing that is very, very interesting, we mentioned this yesterday, is that they're now making a call where they want Joe Biden to do the right thing, make Kamala the acting president, and he needs to step down right now, and she will be the acting president until the inauguration, which means there's a reason why they're doing it. They're not just doing it to make her president. There's a reason why they're calling for this, is most likely they're going to try to do something to Trump. Remember, there is an Iranian assassin that is somewhere in this country. They don't know where he is. Remember, they released the indictment. They said, oh, yes, the Iranians, they're trying to pay these people. Here, there's three of them. We got two of them. One of them is at large, and we don't know where this person is. So if you start to put the pieces together, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but think about it for a second. If they do make her the acting president and Biden steps down, if that actually happens, and if something, God forbid, happens to Trump, where they try to assassinate him. Listen, they tried before. Actually, they tried twice. Who would be the president then? She would be, if you are looking at it in that regard. So they're already starting to make certain moves. They're going to try to do things. But I don't think they're going to be able to succeed in all of this, because you have to remember, I do believe Trump, Patriots, they have the military intelligence. Trump has information on what they're preparing to do. They might not know every little detail, but they know exactly what they might try to do. And they have different assets in place to stop it. Doesn't mean that they might not have the person do it or attempt to do it, but I do believe they will not succeed in what they're trying to do. And I think what they're trying to do right now is they're trying to make a multi-level attack event on Trump and the people of this country. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to succeed. They're going to do whatever they possibly can. They can't win the election because the election is over. So what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to eliminate or try to stop Trump from actually taking office. And I think that is their plan. Remember, all they did with the election is they basically reset the whole thing to where it was before Biden had to cheat. And not just him, but the deep state players had to cheat in a way that they never cheated before. So basically, they just reset their cheating system back to the way it was, trying to convince people that the elections aren't rigged and everything that Trump said back in 2020 doesn't make sense now. Actually, we even have CNN and other networks saying, does it really make sense? Trump won, Kamala lost. Does he really still believe that there's election rigging back in 2020? Well, yes, you still can't explain why Joe Biden got all these votes and why Trump's votes didn't go even higher when he has the Latino community, the Black community, the Jewish community, and he was doing a lot better than 2020. So something still doesn't make sense, and they're trying to convince everyone that there was no election rigging. Why? Because as they move forward, they're thinking about 2028. They're thinking about 2032. They're thinking in the future. They don't want their election system to change. Remember, the SAVE Act is sitting in the House, and they don't want the House, the Senate, well, the House already passed it, the Senate, and then Trump to the Senate to pass it, Trump to sign it, and that comes into law, because once that happens, they're screwed. Think about it. Kamala, she won in all the states that don't require ID. If those states required ID, Do you think she was going to win in those states? If we had one-day voting, do you think she was going to win in those states? If we just used paper ballots, do you think she was going to win in those states? Think about all the other candidates. I mean, look at Kerry Lake. Right now, Ruben Gallego, he has more votes than Kamala, approaching Trump, and everyone won in Arizona. Mark Fitchum won, Abe won, Trump won, but Kerry Lake didn't win. Does that make any sense? No, I don't believe so. But you can see what Trump is doing right now. He's creating an elite force for D.C. And this elite force, and I don't mean it's military, it's an elite force of individuals who are going to take down the swamp. That's actually what he's doing right now. When you look at Elon, you look at Lee Zeldin, you look at RFK Jr., you look at Elise Stefanik, and he's going to be naming a lot more people. These individuals who are patriots, they are going to take down the swamp. They're going to drain the swamp like we've never seen before. And what's very interesting is Trump, he put out a truth, and it was a hashtag, which means checkmate in chess, and then he deleted it, which I do believe we have checkmate right now. He won the elections. He's putting together the elite force for D.C. to drain the swamp, and the deep state players, they are struggling. It doesn't mean they've given up, as we can see. It's all over the fake news. It's all over the place where you could see the rhinos, they're fighting back with everything that they have. They're still trying to maintain control. They're not the patriots. Even though they are Republicans, they are part of the Uniparty, and there's still corruption in D.C. So these individuals, they're going to fight to the very, very end, just like when Trump came in the first time. This time, he knows the board a lot better than he did back then. And now he's prepared to handle all of this. And I do believe now he is separating himself from the corrupt system. And now he's bringing in the people, his elite force, that is going to attack all of these people in government. I mean, he's not going to run around, these people aren't going to run around with weapons, but they're going to attack them and remove them. And the swamp is going to start to be drained. And this is something they're going to try to stop. And you can see that McConnell and others, they're already trying to do this. Because again, he is an outsider. The people that he's bringing in, most of them are outsiders. They don't want their world to change. They like the corruption. They like the money laundering. They like what they've created. And especially those people that are behind the curtain, they are trying to bring us to a different place. And again, all of this is going to fail because Trump and the Patriots, they are going to have the control this time. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, we can see Trump is right again. Think about what just came out in regards to FEMA, where FEMA was looking at those individuals that had Trump signs, and they were saying, listen, don't help those people with Trump signs. Trump, he actually came out and said this was happening. And of course, what did the fake news do? Oh, no, no, he's lying. That makes no sense whatsoever. Kevin Bass, PhD, I guess, put this out and said, here are two articles, New York Times, going back to October 4th, 2024. Trump's false claims about the federal response to Hurricane Helene, neglecting areas that had voted for Republicans. Fast forward to now, FEMA fires employee for telling Milton relief workers to skip houses with Trump signs. Once again, Trump is right. And you can see the deep state players, they are panicking like we've never seen before, especially with what's going to happen on the border. And remember, in the very, very beginning, they told us that the border wall was going to be way too expensive. We don't have the funds for that. We can't. It's a waste of money. But think about how much money they spent to Ukraine, how much money they spent on the illegals, bringing them in, housing them, transporting them, feeding them, clothing them, giving them health insurance. It's way beyond a secure border. Charlie Kirk put this out and said the following. Remember when they said $15 billion was too expensive for a border wall and then turn around and spend $7 trillion, including $200 billion for Ukraine, without a second thought? Let's be clear. There is no price tag. Mass deportations are happening. And when you really look at this, they spent an enormous amount of money. The Federation for American Immigration Reform has estimated that illegal immigration costs American taxpayers cost approximately $150 billion annually to bring these people in. So in the years 2022 to 2024, These deep state players spent $450 billion bringing the illegals in. How much was the wall? $15 billion? I mean, I think that's a bargain, don't you think? Compared to how much money we had to lay out to bring all these illegals in and use up all the resources. So right there, their argument has just been flushed down the toilet. And they can't make that argument again because you know what's going to happen. They're going to complete the wall. They're going to guard the wall. They're going to monitor the wall. They're going to have working cameras. They're going to have patrols. Nobody is going to be getting through the wall. Even those people that were cutting the wall down or climbing the wall, when you have cameras, drones, and you're actually guarding the border and the border patrol is doing their job, all of that does not happen. And it gives the border patrol time to get to that area and to counter what they're doing. Actually, if you watch Line in the Sand where James O'Keefe went down to the border patrol was ordered just to do absolutely nothing. So yes, they can cut down the wall. Yes, they can climb over the wall. Yes, they can come into this country because they were ordered not to do anything. This is about to change. Wall Street Apes put this out and said, here we go. Illegal migrants living in taxpayer-funded hotels in upstate New York are being told they must leave. Albany hotels housing illegals are closing ahead of schedule following the Trump victory and a new policy announcement. Time is getting shorter for the 400 migrants staying in Albany's Ramada and Holiday Inn Express to leave. New York City is saying they'll be closing 10 sites outside of New York City. City officials say they've housed more than 220 migrant families from upstate hotels since 2023. Now these individuals may soon need to navigate new policies, too, as President-elect Trump has put mass deportation on his agenda. Hotels will start opening back up to the American public and no longer be used for illegals. Absolutely. But you can see they're not going to, you know, take this lying down. The deep state players, as usual, they're going to fight back with everything that they have. And it looks like they're already setting up a legal challenge. Immigration lawyers, they're preparing to battle Trump in court. And hundreds of lawyers now are coming together to actually to try to stop Trump with deportation. But I don't think it's going to work because why? Trump just brought in Tom Homan and he's going to shut everything down. He's going to secure the border, build the wall, and he's going to help with the deportation of all these illegals. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. I'm pleased to announce that the former ICE director and stalwart on border control, Tom Homan, will be joining the Trump administration in charge of our nation's border, the border czar, including but not limited to the southern border, the northern border, all maritime and aviation security. I've known Tom for a long time, and there's nobody better at policing and controlling our borders. Likewise, Tom Homan will be in charge of all deportation of illegal aliens back to their country of origin. Congratulations to Tom. I have no doubt he will do a fantastic and long-awaited job. Absolutely. And you could see he's already prepping and preparing and getting ready to put his plan in motion. And what's very interesting, he's been making the circuit on all the fake news channels, and they're trying to get him in gotcha questions. And he knows how to navigate all these gotcha questions. Well, how are you going to separate the families and how are you going to deport just the parents? He says, no, we're going to deport the entire family. So no matter what they tried to do to him, hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin. With only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply, Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story. As usual, it's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. He knows how to navigate around them. He's much, much smarter than them. He knows the rules. He knows the laws. He knows it all. So I do believe probably in a very short period of time, once all these individuals are deported, once he starts building the wall again, once he secured the border, you're going to see something very, very different. And I think Trump put that word border czar in there on purpose because he's going to show the American people the difference between a real border czar that is securing the border and a fake border czar that is allowing everyone into this country. And now, once again, people are going to see the difference. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, and Melissa Holman put this out, it's AOC, and she is asking Trump supporters, Trump voters, which podcast accounts do people like or which ones do you listen to? So why does she want to know this? Is she building a list and are they going to attack those accounts, the podcasts? It's starting to seem that way. There's no reason at this point in time that she would want to know which podcasts and which accounts people are watching. Which are the most popular? Which one do people actually listen to? Why would you ask this? Does that make any sense? Unless you're planning to do something. If they do have an event and they're preparing for an event come this January or around that time frame, you would want to know this information. Why? To shut it all down? Because what do they want to do? They want to control the narrative in the end. And it looks like she's trying to find out information, which is very, very interesting. Now, once again, I think if people just look around, you could see which podcasts and which X accounts and which truth accounts people are listening to or reading. But again, it's very interesting that she's asking for all of this. Now, the other thing that we could see is there are false flags, which I do believe is going to continue around Europe, most likely here too. And out in Germany, we see a 17-year-old German Turk. He was arrested. He planned an Islamist attack with a truck on a Christmas market in Germany. And I do believe this period of time right now, we might see many different types of false flags, many attempts to push war, push an event, push chaos. And this is something we most likely will see out in Europe and here in the United States during this period of time. Because again, the deep state players, they're not going to go quietly into the night. They're most likely going to fight back with everything that they have. And we could see it already. I mean, it's become very, very obvious because all you got to do is look at what's happening out in the Senate, where the RINOs, the Uniparty, they're trying to put their person into position to block everything that Trump wants to do. And they did this to him going back to his first term, and they're going to try to do it again. Is it going to work this time? I don't believe so. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Israel's defense minister, the new defense minister, he came out and said that the country has now defeated Hezbollah, and which is a good thing because I do believe Israel was sent in to remove Hezbollah, remove Hamas, to destroy everything that the state-funded terrorists had created. Again, this is all created by the CIA. They were funding all of this. And I do believe their mission was to destroy all of it. Just like Putin's mission was to destroy the state-funded terrorists in Ukraine and actually expose the biolabs. And I do believe that has happened right now. And what's very interesting is that there are reports that Trump and Elon, they spoke to Putin and they had a phone call. And Russia right now is saying that this is a lie, this never happened, which I find very, very interesting. But let's see how this all plays out. But I do believe Trump and Elon, most likely they spoke to Putin. They spoke to Putin about peace and how we need to have peace in the region. Clandestine put this out and said, the timeline is happening. Trump negotiates end to war in Ukraine. Putin demands investigation into U.S. bioweapons development in Ukraine. And Trump surrogates RFK Jr., Elon, and Tulsi have all brought attention to this. Deep state implicated in crimes against humanity. Russia have been consistent in bringing forth the evidence to the UN over the last 2+ years. And they've been very clear about who they think are responsible for the production and release of biological weapons. They named Obama, Biden, Clinton, Soros, the Democratic Party, along with all the other powerhouses in the big pharma network, to include Bill Gates, Rockefellers, Pfizer, Moderna, etc. It's going to happen. When Trump and Putin negotiate, this is going to be a stipulation for Putin to withdraw his troops. Putin wants justice for COVID too. Absolutely. And I do believe we're probably going to see this happen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that John Bolton, remember, Trump used John Bolton. He brought him down to see Rocket Man, which is Kim Jong-un, and he used him to basically usher in peace in that region. Remember, John Bolton, he's a war hawk, neocon, and Trump was the peacemaker. And I do believe that he kept Bolton very close, used him for what he needed him for. And then all of a sudden, John Bolton has come out and said he did not actually hear Trump refer to military members as suckers and losers. So now he decided to come out. Why? Is he looking for a job? Does he want a place in the administration? He's never, ever going to get that. So that whole thing was a lie, just like everything else. Isn't it amazing how all of a sudden everyone is now saying, oh, no, no, that never happened. I never said that. Never heard that. I don't know what you're talking about. It's absolutely amazing. Just like it's amazing how much money Fauci has made working for the government. Amuse put this out and said, outrage. Would you be shocked to learn that you're footing a $20,000 daily bill for Dr. Fauci's personal chauffeur and security detail? Over the last 2 years, American taxpayers have shelled out a whopping $15 million to maintain the lifestyle to which the good doctor has become accustomed to? Elon responded to this and said, this is crazy. Yeah, it's time to get rid of all these people. And actually, we need accountability. We need justice in the end. Actually, you know who got justice? The woman that was fired from the insurance company, Blue Cross Blue Shield. They tried to force her to take a vaccine, which is the COVID vaccine, the bioweapon. And she refused. And she said, no, I don't want to take it on my religious beliefs. They fired her. She sued. She won. Blake put this out and said, woman fired for refusing COVID vaccine wins record $12 million from the employer. Lisa Domsky, who worked at the insurance company Blue Cross as an IT specialist over 3 decades, has fired from her position for refusing to take the jab, which has since been proven to have neither be safe nor effective. After suing the company for religious discrimination against her Catholic faith, Domsky was awarded significant damages by a federal jury in Detroit. The ruling included $10 million in punitive damages against Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, as well as $1.7 million in lost wages and $1 million in non-economic damages. Once again, the people win out. Absolutely. And Trump, he's going to make sure that our children are winners. What is he about to do? He's about to dismantle the Department of Education. All those individuals that hate our children, he's going to get rid of them. And I think he said it very, very nicely the way he worded this. No longer will Washington educate our children. We, the people, will educate our children. Take a listen.
One other thing I'll be doing very early in the administration is closing up the Department of Education in Washington, D.C., and sending all education and education work and needs back to the states. We want them to run the education of our children because they'll do a much better job of it. You can't do worse. We spend more money per pupil by three times than any other nation, and yet we're absolutely at the bottom. We're one of the worst. So you can't do worse. We're going to end education coming out of Washington, D.C. We're going to close it up, all those buildings all over the place, and you have people that in many cases hate our children. We're going to send it all back to the states. Thank you very much.
And this is absolutely incredible. It's a fantastic idea. Actually, Elon Musk responded to this and said, good idea. It is a good idea. Lara Logan put this out and said, President-elect Donald Trump announced over the weekend his plan for public education of America's youth. What he said is historic. First, we'll respect parents' rights to control their children's education. Second, we will empower parents and local school boards to hire and reward great principals and teachers and fire those who perform below par. Third, we will ensure our classrooms are focused not on political indoctrination, but on teaching the knowledge and skills needed to succeed, reading, writing, math, science, arithmetic, and other beneficial subjects. Fourth, we will prepare students to love their country and not hate it like they are trained to do now. Fifth, we will support bringing back prayer to our schools. Sixth, we will achieve safe, secure, drug-free schools and immediate expulsion for any student who harms a teacher or another student. Seventh, we will give all parents the right to choose another school for their children, school choice. Eight, we will ensure students can access project-based learning experiences to help train them for meaningful work outside the classroom. Ninth, we will strive to give all students access to internships and work experience that can set them on a path to their first job. They're going to be very, very successful. I want them to be more successful than Trump. I will then be the happiest person in the world. Tenth, among another thing I'll be doing very early in the administration is closing up the Department of Education in Washington, D.C., sending all education back to the states. We're going to end education coming out of Washington, D.C. We're going to close it up, all the buildings, all of it. We're going to send it all back to the states. Actually, everything should be sent back to the states. Why? Because that's the way the founding fathers wanted it. They didn't want a centralized government dictating to the states. They didn't. Basically, what the deep state has done, they held the states hostages. Because what they did was they centralized everything. They centralized the money. And they said, if you don't do it our way, you don't get the money. This is something the founding fathers never wanted. They wanted everything from the ground up, not from a centralized location down. You see, that's what the deep state wants. The founding fathers said the people are in control at the bottom. And when the people who are living in the towns, living in the cities, living in the states, when the people teach their children, they're going to make sure they learn the best of the best. See, D.C. doesn't want that. The D.C. wants the opposite. And ever since they implemented the Department of Education, which is very interesting, it was implemented in what, in the 70s, when we came off the gold standard, when corruption was being bred like we've never seen before, that's when it all started. Everything started then. Yes, it started back in 1913. But once we came off the gold standard, that's when the corruption really started. And I'm not saying there wasn't corruption before this, but it just went out of whack. And they started to create their entire criminal syndicate. And it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And they centralized more and more and more. Now it's time to remove it all. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is talking about removing it all. Mark Cuban right now is apparently scrubbing all his pro-Kamala posts after the election. That's very, very odd. Now, Libs of TikTok called him out on this, saying, looks like you're deleting everything. Why is this? You were all in for her. And he says, well, I normally do this. I went back to 2016, I went back to 2020, and I delete my posts. So the question really is, was he paid to support Kamala? Was she paying him just like Oprah and the rest? Was he receiving money? Maybe, maybe not. That's very, very interesting. But those people in D.C., the swamp creatures, they're panicking right now because they know Trump is coming to town. Admiral Robinson put this out in X and said, a whistleblower has told the Washington Times at least 50 senior executives inside the FBI are rushing to retire before Trump takes office. You think they're panicking a little bit? Absolutely. And I think the deep state out in Arizona, especially Stephen Richer and the rest, they know that people are watching these elections very, very closely. They know that it doesn't make sense. Something's off. It's taking way too long to count the votes. This makes no sense whatsoever. Abe Hamadeh, he actually expressed concern in what is happening out in Arizona. He said there was a system-wide error in Arizona in their voter registration system affecting 218,000 voters. Even more voters will be moved to a provisional ballot this election cycle. Maricopa estimates there are currently 10,000 provisional ballots, down from 21,000 earlier Sunday and since Election Day. Abe says the nearly two-week counting period that Maricopa County previously expected is an open invitation for them to manipulate the ballots, especially in Kerry Lake's race. And he's absolutely right. They are manipulating it all. Mila Joy put this out and said, Maricopa County, Arizona said these signatures match. Arizona must not think Trump will prosecute election fraudsters. They are wrong. Arizona election officials will face Trump's wrath. They will end up in prison. And she shows a picture of the signature of an individual named Alexander DeAndrea. The signature is completely different. It makes no sense whatsoever. General Flynn responded and said, Kerry Lake won, and some of those involved with Arizona elections are going to find themselves in very hot water. I completely and utterly agree. Tom Fitton, he says, I got an update for everyone. Arizona still has 270,000 uncounted ballots as of last night. Maricopa, 97,000. Pima County, 79,000. Unacceptable. But they're already trying to call it for Ruben Gallego. They're already saying, no, he won. I think we need to go back in and count everything. Look at every single ballot and make sure that this is on the up and up, because it doesn't make sense whatsoever that Trump won, Abe won, Mark Fincham won, but Kerry didn't win. She's the only loser here. Does that make any sense? No. Seth Keschel says, here is what the UN has to say about identifying electoral fraud in third world countries. And then he lists them. So let's read this off and let's see if it matches anything that we've seen here. Electoral violence and intimidation, government intimidation of opposition parties, physical violence and harassment before and during elections, voter intimidation at polling stations, administration and manipulation, compromised election management body autonomy, registration fraud and systematic irregularities, vote buying schemes, ballot integrity issues, ballot stuffing and vote count manipulation, lack of transparency in the vote counting process, irregularities in voter registries, regional patterns. Electoral integrity challenges are particularly prevalent in hybrid regimes and electoral autocracies, with South Asia, the Middle East, North Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa experiencing significant issues. However, there have been some improvement in election quality in certain regions since the early 2000s, particularly following events like the Arab Spring. So when we read all this that Seth put out here, Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story. As usual, it's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. It looks like this actually matches everything that we've been seeing in this country, especially out in Arizona at this point. So we are a third world country. I think we definitely are. And we're seeing the same exact thing right now. But you can see what the deep state has been doing. They knew that they rigged the system in 2020. I think we all knew this. Trump, he used this to his advantage and he's been calling them out on this. And now what they did was they reset their system and they want to show the people that the system was never rigged. It's still a big lie. And we know that Biden came out and said, look, Trump won. See how everything's on the up and up. We had Dana Bash talking to Jim Jordan, and she kept repeating, you see, the elections aren't rigged, right? The elections aren't rigged. Trump won. You all said they were rigged, but now you're saying that they're not rigged, or are you agreeing that they're not rigged? And no, he said, well, what happened to all the results with Biden? The numbers still don't make sense. But you could see the fake news is all on board in trying to make people think that there is no rigged election whatsoever. And I think they did this on purpose. They had to reset it. They couldn't use the same exact tactic that they used back in 2020. And this is why I do believe when they saw that Biden wasn't stepping down, he was giving them a hard time. They didn't have enough time to swap out Kamala. They moved everything to the back end. And I do believe this is why they're going to change things up. Because again, if you're using the same exact strategy, the entire country knows, Trump and the Patriots know, and I don't think they were going to try to move in that same direction. This is why they had to reset everything to make it look like nothing happened back in 2020. Because look, Trump won. And this time around, instead of cheating and making a winner, They will cheat by trying to stop him from actually getting into office and then allowing someone else to be the president. And I think this is when Obama and Biden were speaking and we had that lip reader. This is why Obama probably said we had time, because he wasn't worried about the elections. I think he said, okay, we have time because we have November, we have December, and January. So they have time to put everything into place. And I do believe they've been training for this for quite a while. I don't think this is something they just thought up at the last minute. That's not how the deep state works. But what's very interesting is that out in Pennsylvania, McCormick actually beat Casey. Now, yes, Casey, he is now contesting the results. He's not conceding. They're going to file lawsuits. And what's very interesting is that the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is not allowing the GOP Pennsylvania Senator-elect Dave McCormick into the Senate orientation because Senator Bob Casey refused to concede. Chuck Grassley responded to this and said, it's not up to Chuck Schumer who gets elected to the Senate. It's up to the voters of Pennsylvania. And they elected Dave McCormick. We should see him at the Senate orientation this week. And he's absolutely right. So once again, you could see what they're trying to do here. And when you look at the Senate, you could see that they're trying to keep control, because what they want to do is they want to have the ability to block everything that Trump is trying to do. The deep state is still here. Remember, we went through the phase of exposing the criminal syndicate. We went through the phase of waking the people up. The phase that we're in now is now bringing these people to justice, showing the people these are the people that are the criminals. Trump now is in D.C. Trump is building the D.C. elite team to go after all these people, to drain the swamp, to bring these people to justice, to try them and have accountability. And they're trying to stop him from doing this. This is the battle. Yes, we've had a battle. The battle continues, and it has just changed right now. And what's very interesting, we have Cornyn and we have Toon. Both of these individuals are not for Trump whatsoever. The Patriots want Rick Scott. I mean, if we're playing by their rules, by their game, we want Rick Scott as the Senate Majority Leader. And I'll explain why I just said that. But what's very interesting, when you look at the Heritage Foundation, they rated these senators and how conservative they are. Jessica put this out and said, according to the Heritage Foundation's conservative voting record scorecard, Senator Rick Scott has a 95% lifetime score, while Toon and Cornyn have 62 and 64%. No wonder the swamp is doing everything in its power to keep Rick Scott from becoming the Senate Majority Leader. Absolutely. And when you look back in time, you could see that Cornyn and Toon, they were not for Trump whatsoever. They were completely against him. And they never wanted Trump to be president. They were actually at one point telling Trump to step down and let Pence be the president. Now we have Toon. He is now basically scrubbing his X feed because he doesn't want people to see what he's been writing. But again, the internet is forever. You can't just delete it and pretend that nobody could see it. Everyone can get this information, always. And think about what they did to Trump last time, where they blocked him from confirming the people that he wanted to confirm because they said the Senate was always in session, that they were never in recess. Because when they're in recess, what happens? He's able to bring people in very quickly and confirm them very quickly. Joshua Steinman explains, 99% of the people have no idea what a recess appointment is or why it is critical to a president being able to govern. Time for another lesson in how Washington works. Article 2, Section 2, Clause 3. The president shall have power to fill up vacancies that may happen during the recess of the Senate by granting commissions which shall expire at the end of their next session. This is useful, and number two, it's a forcing function. In recent times, however, Senate leadership has prevented the use of recess appointments by using pro forma sessions. While everybody's out of town, one senator stays behind and gavels a brief session, thus blocking this presidential power. It's absolutely crazy. This has led to significant delays in filling key executive branch positions. During the first Trump administration, we had some roles vacant for years, all because Senate McConnell Senator McConnell didn't want to give him the ability to use the recess appointment power of the Constitution. It therefore makes perfect sense that President-elect Trump would demand a new GOP leadership that would adhere to the Constitution. And this is why we want Rick Scott. We want to take the power away from the deep state players. But again, the Senate Majority Leader role, it's not really in the Constitution, actually, like the House Speaker. Hans explains, instead of debating who should be Senate Majority Leader, it would be a lot better to question the premise of the office itself. Unlike House Speaker, Senate Majority Leader is not a statutory position. It's a role that was made up by the elites in order to seize and exercise power. Right now, yes, we need to seize and exercise power. We need to play the game the way the deep state is playing it. Because again, think about what we did during the elections. We voted early. We had people on the ground watching the ballots. We had lawyers on the ground watching the ballots. So at this point in time, we have to still play the game and use what they put into place, and we need to take control over it so they are no longer in control and we are. But you can see that Trump, he is now building an elite force to drain the swamp. Mike Davis put this out and said, Susie Wiles, Stephen Miller, Tom Homan, Elise Stefanik, Grand Slam, and Trump is just getting started. Now, Eric Schmidt, he decided that he is not going to put his hat in the ring for attorney general. He's going to stay as a senator. He's out in Missouri. I do believe Ken Paxton would make an incredible attorney general. That's just my personal opinion. Elise Stefanik, she accepted Trump's offer to be the United States ambassador to the United Nations. Lee Zeldin, he's going to be leading the EPA. And Stephen Miller, he's going to be the deputy White House chief of staff. So right now, Trump is putting together this team. We still have RFK Jr., of course. We have Elon Musk. I think Cash is on deck. I think we have General Flynn most likely on deck. I think Trump is going to continually bring people in, and the elite force is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger as time goes on. But you can see the deep state players, they know that Trump is coming. They know that he's going to change things up this time around. They're not in control the way they were before. And yes, they are panicking. Mark Zaid was being interviewed by CNN, and he told John Berman he's advising some of his clients who are targets of Trump to leave the country around Inauguration Day in January. Why are they waiting to inauguration? Why don't they leave a little bit ahead of that? What are they waiting for? That's very interesting. Awaken Outlaw put this out and is referring to Scott Adams' post on X, and it says, Democrats have two important tasks ahead. Figure out why they're losing support across the board. Peaceful transfer power to Hitler, because remember, they call Trump Hitler. Their base can't connect those dots. So the question's going to be, how are they going to do the peaceful transfer to someone that they've been calling Hitler this entire time? Does that mean they're going to make it look like Trump is Hitler by creating an event? Think about that for a second. So people are now very, very concerned because FEMA selects Oscoda Airport for a massive emergency hub. 350 semi-trailers with equipment set to serve six Michigan counties in preparation for an emergency situation. Now, the timing is very, very interesting. MJ Truth Ultra put this out and said, Michigan, head on swivel. Why is FEMA staging 350 semi-trucks full of equipment in Michigan at a decommissioned Air Force base for emergency situation pertaining to six specific Michigan counties? Someone sent me this and wished to stay anonymous, but urged me to look into it. On October 28, 2024, a township meeting occurred in Michigan. They stated that FEMA will be staging 350-plus semi-trailers for equipment for emergency situation specific to six unnamed counties. If you see a lot of trucks coming onto the base, that's what it is, and it's nothing to get scared about. They're staging for emergency situations in any of these six counties. I did some digging, and the airport they're discussing is the Wirtz Smith Air Force Base, which is decommissioned United States Air Force Base in Lasco County, Michigan. Questions. Why is FEMA staging emergency equipment in areas not currently experiencing any kind of emergency? what kind of equipment is being staged for what purpose? What emergency situation are they preparing for in those six counties? If anyone has any info on this or would like to expose what's happening, he wants you to DM him. So that's very interesting. So they found out that these might be some of the counties: Eaton, Ingham, Ionia, Kent, Livingston, Macomb. So that is very, very interesting. So what are they planning? Because we've seen something like this before. During 9/11, FEMA just so happened was doing an exercise right in that same area. We caught them doing an exercise during the election, and that was going to be a cyber exercise in Atlanta. And they decided to reschedule because we called them out on it. So now they're bringing this in. Now it's being made public. What are they planning to do? This is very, very interesting. And remember, the deep state players, they're now pushing the idea that Biden should do the right thing and make Kamala acting president. Now, there's only one reason I could think of why they would make Kamala acting president. Remember, Biden wasn't running for the presidency. Kamala was. And if Biden does step down, because they want him to step down 30 days from now, which is very, very interesting, because the electors, they start to gather the election results around December 17th or so to get it prepared and ready for January 6th. It's very interesting that they're calling for this, because the only reason I would say that they would want her to be the acting president is if something happens to Trump, if there's some type of an event and he can no longer fulfill his duties as president. And if she's acting president, what do you think is going to happen at this point? They would probably just make her president, which is very, very interesting. Now, this doesn't mean that he will be assassinated. I mean, yes, that is a possibility. Remember, Biden told us that if Iran tries to assassinate Trump, that is an act of war, and this is their end game to bring us to war. We know that the DOJ just so happened to release the indictment right before the election, or I think maybe it was after the election, that, hey, yes, these Iranians, they, or Iran was paying these people to actually assassinate Trump, and there's still one at large, which is very, very interesting. Plus, we also know Jamie Raskin said that, hey, we're going to try to use the 14th Amendment on him because there's going to be chaos when we actually have the certification on January 6th. So it looks like they're definitely preparing to do something. And what's very interesting is that Kamala, she's sending out, not herself, her team, they're sending out emails to all her base saying, listen, we need more money. Now, yes, we know that they spent a lot of money. They're in debt. I do believe a lot of the money that was given to Oprah and the rest, I think that was laundered to other places to help out with the rent-a-mobs and everything else like that. And they're saying that we need even more money because we want to do a recount in many different areas. And remember, she already conceded. Newsweek put it out saying they don't know specifically what the recount is for. Breitbart put out an article saying they're trying to help some of the local races recount the election results. But again, what are they actually planning? Which is very, very interesting. And N Wokeness actually put it out there, shows that Harris is sending this out, and they're sending this email out to all her followers. So this is very, very interesting. Now remember, recounts must conclude before the certification deadline to allow for the state executive to certify the correct slate of electors. Legal challenges. If recount leads to disputes, the expedited judicial process outlined in the ECRA, which is the Electoral Count Reform Act of 2022, this was the law that was passed where the VP's role is ceremonial. They really can't, the VP can't, you know, send the results back to the states. So this must be done, everything. If they're doing any recounts, if they're saying, oh, we want to recount the elections with Trump and Kamala, everything has to be done by December 17th. So let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting because we can see that they're planning and they're taking the first steps into what they're going to try to do. Now, I do believe Trump are the patriots, and I think we all know that they're going to probably try to plan riots, create chaos. Because again, I think this is a multi-stage approach to their false flag event, their event that they're creating where they'll try multiple things. And they're hoping that they can keep Trump out of office. Now, do I think this is going to work? No, I think Trump, he knows pretty much what is happening here. I do believe he has the intelligence. He knows the playbook. But again, sometimes you got to show the people the truth, and you got to show who the treasonous people really are. Remember, they're acting like everything is over. And I'm talking about the deep state players. Oh, that was a great election. Oh, Trump won fair and square. Hey, you know what? We're going to peacefully transition everything over to Hitler, because that's what they call him, right? I mean, they've been calling him Hitler this entire time. They've been calling the people of this country MAGA extremists, garbage, deplorables. And now they're acting like everything is great. We're going to have a peaceful transition and we're just going to go off to the sunset and everything is going to be great. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll be like, hey, you know what? We couldn't do it. We couldn't win. So we're just going to go off. I don't know how many people believe this. I mean, it might happen. But again, when someone is telling you to your face that everything is great and you know what they've done in the past and everything that they've done in the past is the opposite of what they're telling you, I think people see that they're preparing to do something. And at this point, at this time, I think we have a checkmate here. Trump, he put out a truth and then he deleted it, but it's a hashtag, and in chess, it means checkmate. Julian's Rome put this out on X as referring to Trump's True Social post and said hashtag equals checkmate. And that reminds me of post 4281, May 19, 2020. How about a nice game of chess? Objective N, checkmate the king. Do you attack the king at the beginning of the game? Do you attack and remove pawns first? Do you attack and remove bishops, rooks, knights next? Do you attack and remove queen mid to end? Is the game being played public or private? Do emotions affect critical thinking? Add important king control pieces, eliminate rogue elements. Add how do you set the stage board, public opinion, optics, at this time. At this time is a phrase used in English to refer specifically to the present moment or a particular moment being discussed. So it looks like it's checkmate right now with the elections, because we've seen checkmates before. Trump has put this out there on Truth. Going back to August 3rd, 2023, he put out two hashtags. On September 13th, he put out a hashtag, and now we put another one, which means every step of the way, it's checkmate in what they're trying to do. Actually, if you go back to August 3rd, this is the date when he was arraigned, where allegedly he attempted to overturn the 2020 election. He pleaded not guilty to four criminal charges. How did that work out for them? Not that great. So you could see that every step of the way, he's letting everyone know, look, checkmate, we got them. And look, everything that they tried to do to him, it didn't pan out. Now, I do believe he's in control. Now they're running scared. We are on the offensive. We are the hunters. They are the hunted. And the elite force is going to go after all of these people. They're going to drain the swamp. And yes, we're going to have accountability. Now, it doesn't mean the deep state doesn't fight back. They're going to fight back to the very, very end. Remember, we're in an information war still. It might go physical, which I do believe it will. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know it will. And if it does, they'll just clean it up very, very quickly. And I do believe that at this point in time, we're going to be hunting down all these criminals, and these people are going to be brought to justice. They'll fight. They'll fight all the way, but we are going to win. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, solutions and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story. As usual, it's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind.